الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين وقال أيضا تعالى وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق ليشهدوا منافع لهم وقال أيضا الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرد فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا وقال أيضا من أراد الحج فليتعجل وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected elders, brothers, sisters and the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us another day of Yawmul Jummah in which there are many virtues. In 1 hour of the day, the du'as are accepted. And whoever comes in the beginning gets the reward of sacrificing a camel. Then the one who follows him, the reward of a cow. The one who follows him, the reward of a goat. And then the reward of a chicken and the reward of an egg. So this hadith shows that the day of Jummah is a blessed day. Those who are free at home should try to come in the beginning. As soon as the time of the Jummah starts, the mosque doors are open, you should be in the mosque. Then you will get the reward of sacrificing a camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we praise to him for giving us all these different days. We started in the month of Rajab, the night of Mi'raj, then followed by the night of Shabi Barat, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all our sins, followed by the month of Ramadan. من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever that ibadat in the night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave his sins at the time of iftar. Allah forgave thousands of people. Then he granted us with the night of power. Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alfi shahr. In which a man can achieve the thawab, the reward of 1,000 months. And the hadith says, Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever stays awake in the night of Shabi Qadr, and Allah gives him tawfiq, he repents, he makes dua, he does salah, Allah grants him the reward of 1,000 months. Then it was followed by the Laylatul Ja'iza, which is the night of Eid, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the total amount of people he forgave in 1 to 29 fast, just in one night. Then it followed by the morning of the Eid, which is the first of Shawwal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you do the Eid Salat and you disperse from the Eidgah, Allah makes witness to the angels that my servants who fulfill their duty in the month of Ramadan, I told them to fast, they fasted. I told them to do the Qiyam in the month of Ramadan and they did it. So you bear witness, you stay witness that I have forgiven all their sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued from the first day of Eid. He brought the month of Hajj. So we are in the months of Hajj now. And there are great virtues of the Hajj. So we need to understand Hajj first, that Shawwal, Dhiqada and Zilhajj, 10 days of Zilhajj, these are the months of Hajj. And the days of Hajj are 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And if you want to add 1, 13, you can do that. These are the days of Hajj. So we are at the moment in the month of Hajj. So the Hajj itself is one of the hukam, one of the rukan of Islam. Buni al-Islamu ala khams, shahadati Allah ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, wa iqamu as-salah, wa ita'u az-zaka, wa sawmu Ramadan, wal hajj ila al-bayt. And another hadith says, man istata'a ilayhi sabila. These are the 5 pillars of Islam: to have iman on Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to establish salah, to fast in the month of Ramadan, to give zakat. And whoever can afford the journey to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hajj is farz on him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْحَجِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated for you to do Hajj. فَهُجُّ, so you should go for Hajj. Hajj was not obligated when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in Makkah. He stayed in Makkah for 13 years. Then he migrated to Medina. In Medina he stayed for 10 days, 10 months, 10 years. And Hajj was obligated in 9th Hijrah. It means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he migrated to Medina in the 9th year, after 9 years, Hajj became farz. Salah became farz before. Zakat became farz after he migrated. And Hajj became farz in the last part of his life. He passed away in 10 Hijrah. And Hajj became farz on the 9th year of Hijrah. And he did not go for Hajj in the 9th Hijrah. Now the question is, the hadith is saying, Inna Allah faraza alaykum al-hajj fa hujju. Allah has made farz the Hajj, so go for Hajj. And another hadith says, Man arada al-hajj falyata'ajjal. Whoever has made the intention of going for Hajj, he should make haste. He should not delay it. Today we have got different type of excuses why we delay our Hajj. We come to that later on. So now the question here is, why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delay the Hajj? The hadith says don't delay. So there is evidence on that, that the first reason was that the kuffar used to do Hajj. And the kuffar used to do Hajj naked, without clothes. Because they did not want to wear the clothes. Maybe the drop of the urine might land on the trouser. So they did not want to go to the near to the house of Allah in a state that there is impurity on their body, impurity on their clothes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was waiting for the revelation where Allah can say that from next year the kuffar, the mushrikeen, are not allowed to do Hajj. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he brought the revelation, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, innamal mushrikuna najasun, fala yakrabul masjid al harama, ba'da amim haza. When you go to Makkah, you will see this verse before you enter Makkah. It's on a big board. Innamal mushrikuna najas, fala yakrabul masjid al harama, ba'da amim haza. The meaning is that, Mushrik are unfilthy. They are filthy. Mushrik are filthy. So they should not enter the house of Allah. They should not enter the haram. فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. So what he did is that when Hajj became farz in 9 Zilhajj, he sent Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he sent Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu for Hajj. And he said, you go and give the paygam to the mushrikeen that innamal mushrikun najas, this year is okay, you are already in the Hajj. Because they used to do Hajj, the kuffar. But from next year, you are not allowed. You cannot enter the haram from next year. So now, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, followers of Imam Shafi, they say that we can delay Hajj because the Prophet did delay the Hajj. So the Ahnaf, the Hanafi and the Hanbali and the Maliki, they said, no, you can't delay the Hajj. There was a reason for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to delay the Hajj. You don't have the reason. If you have got a valid excuse, if you are ill or if you don't have the money, then obligation is not there, it will come out. So you cannot delay the Hajj. So it is a farida, and there are many ayats which makes it clear. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is built upon 5 pillars, the hadith which just I read. And is the obligatory Hajj, is Hajj obligatory straight away? It could be done straight away. If you got the manistata'a ilayhi sabila, the Mufassirin says, istata'a means if you got enough wealth to go to the house of Allah. Means you can buy a ticket, you can pay for your accommodation, you're staying in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Madina is not part of Hajj. You know, the misconception which the people have got, that if you can't go to Medina, you don't have the money to go to Medina, I don't need to go for Hajj because I don't have enough money. No. If you have enough money to go to the house of Allah, and complete the fara'is of Hajj and return back. If you don't have money to go to Medina, it does not matter. But the virtues of Medina are so great. And one of the greatest virtue is, the Prophet ﷺ said, I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment, whoever comes to my roda. And who, there is not even one Muslim on the surface of earth who doesn't want to go to Medina. We are Muslims because of Muhammad. We got the Quran because of Muhammad ﷺ. We fast because of Muhammad ﷺ. Everything we got, the good things about deen, is because of the Prophet ﷺ. So it is the right of the Prophet ﷺ to go and attend to Medina. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in many ahadith. In one hadith he says that, O people, Allah has enjoined Hajj upon you, so do Hajj. Inna Allah faraza alaykumul hajja fahujju. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, whoever wants to go for Hajj, let him hasten, let him make it quickly to do it, because he may fall ill. The Prophet said, you might fall ill afterwards, you might become disabled. A stroke can come, a heart attack can come, anything can happen to you, and you won't be able to go for Hajj. So he says, as soon as the Hajj is farz on you, make haste on it. Or some other problem may rise. Something will happen in your family, something will happen in your business, and you will not have the provision to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibn Abbas says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that don't delay it. So the first thing, the Shafi says that you can delay it. But our reply to them is, Hanafi says, Maliki says, Hanbali says, that yes, the Prophet delayed it because there were some idols in the house of Allah. And the kuffar were doing the tawaf naked. So he wanted to stop the kuffar entering the Kaaba. And he wanted to purify the Kaaba from the idols. Then the Prophet ﷺ will embark on the journey of Hajj. And he was kept busy with the delegations used to come in Medina. He was very busy in 9th of Hijri. A lot of delegations were coming, one after another, one after another. So he wanted to have conversation with those delegations. He wanted to host those delegations. So he went in the 10th of Hijra. And in the 10th of Hijra also, he went 3 months before his death. Just 3 months before his death. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we say Hajjatul Wida, that is the Hajj, which the Prophet said, Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj. So what we think, the misconception, is that it was the last Hajj of the Prophet. That's a misconception. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only did one Hajj. He did not do second Hajj, third Hajj, fourth Hajj. Hajjatul Wida means it was a farewell Hajj. He was going to depart after 3 months to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is called Hajjatul Wida. So that is why Hajj is farz only once in a lifetime. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, Allah has enjoined Hajj upon you. So a man, he stood up and he said, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every year, like salat is farz every day, fasting is farz every year, zakat is farz every year. So when you are saying that Hajj is farz, is it every year? Summa maza. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kept quiet. Then he said again, he kept quiet. Then the man, he is frustrated, he wants to know whether it is every year or it is 1 year. The third time he stayed quiet. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I say yes, it will become obligatory on you every year. That is why, just look at the wisdom of the Prophet. He stayed quiet. Agar haan bol dete nahi, to fir har saal haj ko jana padta, farz hota. And he says that it would become obligatory every year, and maybe most of you will not be able to do it. हम जा सकते हैं. कैन वी गो एवरी ईयर? नाउ द हज हैज बिकम सो मच एक्सपेंसिव. And I predicted 15 years ago, Saeed is my witness. I was telling the brothers, those on whom Hajj is first go, it was costing £3,000. And I used to go every year. I used to tell everyone, go for Hajj, go for Hajj. And it would become so expensive. And I exactly predicted £10,000 15 years ago. That it would become £10,000. It was from Allah. कोई कमाल मेरा नहीं है. अल्लाह की तरफ से एक बात आई दिल में, वो कह दी. Now it's more than £10,000. It has been difficult for the British passport holders to go for Hajj. You have to apply through the Nusuk and look at the prices, crazy prices. There is one coming out this afternoon. You will see the prices, it's so expensive. Which a common man who has got a small job, he cannot afford to go for Hajj. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I stayed quiet because if I would have said yes, then it would become farz every year for each of you to go for Hajj. Like zakat is farz every year, salat is farz every day, saum is farz every year. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not push me to tell more than what I have left you with. When I tell you something, do not ask any question. Like he did in the month of Ramadan, he came for salatul taraweeh, he did only 3 days. No hadith proves he came for the fourth day. Only 3 days he did taraweeh. Now, people today say that, oh, the Prophet only did 3 days, we'll do 3 days. That's enough. That's the sunnah. Yeah? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, why he did do 3 days? You have to go at the root of the cause. He did only did 3 days, that when he saw the emotion of the people, they were all coming in the mosque every day in big groups. He looked at the people and then he feared in his heart that if I keep on coming every day, maybe Jibreel will come with a verse in the Quran and say Taraweeh is farz, which people will not be able to do it. It is sunnat-e mu'akkada. That was the reason the Prophet ﷺ is stopped after 3 days. But that Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he came in his khilafat, Hazrat Abu Bakr period was 2.5 years. And he had a lot of problems. The biggest problem was Musallamah al-Kazzab. He claimed that he is the Prophet. So he had to send a lot of armies to fight him. And he had no time in that two and a half years. So when Umar radiallahu ta'ala came, he saw that in the Masjid Nabawi, different groups with different imams are doing. One group there with 5 people, the imam is doing taraweeh. The main imam is here, he is doing taraweeh, 10 people with him. On the left-hand side, there is another imam with the group. At the back, there is another imam with the group. Everywhere there are different groups. So then he made the mashwira with the sahaba, that this will create a fitna. So let us appoint one imam and let everybody do the taraweeh with that one imam. So Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, he was the best qari at that time, the best reciter of the Quran. So they appointed him and then the taraweeh started. So Umar said, now that root, the cause why the Prophet stopped is no more, the Prophet has passed away. So no wahi is going to come. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'amati wa raditu lakum al-islam adina. The deen was perfected. No more alterations will come in the deen. So then he started 20 rakat salat. So here also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do not ask many questions. When I say something, just do it. If somebody asks me, how much was the meher of Adam alayhi salam? So now I ask him, what will you gain if I tell you? And then someone asks a young boy, where did he go for honeymoon? Yeah? So don't ask silly questions. Like pig meat is haram, don't ask why it is haram. It's haram. Innama harrama alaykum al-maytata wad-dama wa lahma al-khinzir. Why the dead animal is haram? Don't ask the question. Allah says, Al-Maita haram, finish, fala haram. Haram, finish. So he said, do not push me to tell more than what I have left you with. For those who came before you were destroyed because they asked too many questions. Bani Israel, they used to ask a lot of questions to the Prophet. Why? As Imam says something, Musallis, they ask, why? No, it's like this. Are you an alim? First question is, are you an alim? Did you achieve your knowledge in front of a ustad? The first thing is, or did you achieve the knowledge on Google? Or did you achieve knowledge in a book? When the Imam says something and you're satisfied with the Imam, no question, finish. No question, Imam has said, he's taking the responsibility. You don't have to dive in it. If I command you to do something as much as of it was of it, as much as you can do it. Don't ask questions. Jitna ho sake itna karo. And if I forbid you to do something. Now the question is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid to do salah in three times. Sunrise, sunset and zawal. Now we see some brothers, they still do salat. And when you tell them, they argue. Don't argue. The Prophet has said, don't do it. That's it, don't do it. So my brothers, the month of Hajj we are in now. Those who have already made the intention and are allocated by the Nusuk, a place to go for Hajj, they are fortunate. Those who did Hajj before, they are fortunate. And those who were supposed to go for Hajj, Hajj was farz on them, but they were lazy, they are unfortunate. So we should make haste if Allah has given us the provision to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the Hajj as soon as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka.